Well, let's unpack this. Today, we're embarking on a critical deep dive. We are looking into the most pressing marketing and sales challenges facing software and SaaS companies right now. This is really a must-listen for any leader navigating, you know, the relentless pace of digital transformation, anyone looking to sharpen their strategic edge. Our insights for this discussion, they're built on some really comprehensive research and actionable recommendations from the Be Relevant experts. They've truly illuminated the complex dynamics here. Our mission is clear: cut through the noise, give you a direct path to understanding what truly matters for your strategic decisions, and yeah, complete with some surprising facts and actionable insights.
And what's truly fascinating here is how these shifts are fundamentally redefining how businesses operate and grow. When we look at global market development, the SaaS market still showing really robust growth. Gartner, for instance, they're forecasting over $900 billion in public cloud services by 2026, and SaaS is still the largest category there.
But it's not uniform growth, is it? That feels like the key point.
Exactly. That's crucial. In mature markets, think EU, North America, generic SaaS products, your standard CRMs, collaboration tools, they're hitting saturation points.
Right. So more competition.
Intense competition, yeah. And importantly, increased price sensitivity. So we're seeing this significant trend towards microsauce, vertical platforms, hyper-specialization.
Microsauce, like super niche tools.
Precisely. Think managing contract clauses in a tiny legal niche, not a big general CRM.
Yeah.
It lets companies find that really focused demand.
That move towards hyper-specialization, it's really telling, isn't it? It's no longer just about building a good product. It's about finding where you can be truly indispensable. And as this market matures, there's this paradox. Specialization, but also huge consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
These large platform providers, they're integrating more and more into these massive all-in-one suites, which puts immense pressure on the smaller specialized players. They have to sharpen their differentiation because they're up against a behemoth offering everything. So that old playbook of build it and they will come, it's fundamentally broken, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it means APIs, app stores, partner ecosystems, they're not just nice to haves anymore.
They're strategic.
Strategic growth levers, especially in B2B. Platform capability is now absolutely crucial for scaling, for market access. And this isn't just tech. It's profoundly driven by evolving customer expectations.
Ah, the customer.
Yeah.
Always changing things.
Right. Both B2C and B2B customers now demand immediate utility, intuitive usability, deep personalization. We often call it the B2Cization of the business customer environment.
Meaning B2B buyers want that slick consumer experience.
Exactly. Smooth, personalized, immediate. Like managing Netflix or ordering groceries online, but for their business software.
Yeah, exactly. Purchase decisions are increasingly data-based, social-informed, reference-driven. I mean, think about it. Those trust signals, that initial onboarding experience, they massively influence conversion and churn now. So the core challenge for companies is shifting from just getting customers
acquisition
to what we're calling comprehensive lifecycle enablement. It's not just closing the deal. It's nurturing that customer long-term. Retention, expansion, advocacy. That's the new basis for growth.
And this brings us neatly to the tech and financial shifts shaping everything. The strategic use of AI across the entire customer lifecycle. Think churn prediction, next best action, hyper-personalization. That's becoming a key differentiator.
But at the same time, there's more scrutiny, right?
Definitely. Growing demand for transparency, data protection, robust governance, especially in regulated B2B sectors like health, finance, public services. And on the financial side, venture capital funding. It's become noticeably more cautious.
The growth at any price era is over.
It really seems to be. The paradigm shifted to efficiency, sustainable growth, profitability. So, rising expectations for revenue efficiency. Metrics like CAC versus LTV, expansion revenue, product-led growth, they matter more than ever. It forces business development and marketing to be deeply data-driven. Every dollar needs to show a clear return.
Okay, we've mapped out this huge landscape of market shifts, hyper-specialization, B2Cization. Now let's bring it home. How do these seismic shifts actually manifest as concrete hurdles, the things software and SaaS providers are, you know, stumbling over right now? This is where the rubber meets the road for strategy.
Right.
First, that critical issue, differentiation in a saturated market.
Right.
B2B companies face intense competition, not just generics, but those big suite players we mentioned, Microsoft, Salesforce, SAP.
And B2C isn't much easier.
Yeah. The dominance of platform monopolies, Google, Apple, Meta, makes market access, visibility, incredibly difficult. So the clear implication, providers have to articulate their unique value prop, specific use cases, target industries, go beyond features to the whole operating model.
And that flows right into the complexity of lifecycle management. You see, many providers, they're great at onboarding, really good, but then they struggle managing ongoing usage, reactivation, expansion, especially in SMB and mid-market segments.
So they get them in the door, but can't keep them engaged or growing.
Pretty much. A lack of clear visibility into that lifecycle leads to high churn, missed cross-sell, missed upsell opportunities. It really necessitates building integrated customer success, product usage, and marketing automation structures. You have to actively manage the entire lifecycle.
Okay, what else?
Well, another big one is the lack of personalization and relevance. We touched on expectations. Both B2C and B2B customers increasingly expect real-time, context-based, personalized interactions across all channels.
But providers aren't quite there yet.
Many still rely on a pretty rudimentary segmentation or scoring models, often lacking proper customer data platform CDP logic, or just having restricted data access. The consequence, generic communication, conversions way below potential.
And it's not just external issues, right? Internal tech fragmentation is a massive problem, too.
Huge. Software providers often grapple with complex tech stacks, siloed data sources, insufficient API compatibility.
Internally and externally.
Both. And when integrating with client systems, too, in B2B, expansion strategies often fail because of a lack of integration capability, that inability to co-create with customer systems. It just underlines how critical ecosystem readiness and an API-first strategy are for any company looking ahead.
Is it fair to say that without a strong API strategy, you're basically building a walled garden in a world that thrives on interconnectedness?
Absolutely. An API-first approach isn't just technical plumbing. It's about unlocking future partnerships, future market reach. And that ties directly into the go-to-market model, which is also undergoing a significant transition.
You mentioned product-led growth earlier.
PLG, yeah. It's become the new standard, kind of. But its success hinges on active lifecycle management, robust usage data, a clear monetization strategy, traditional outbound sales. Losing effectiveness, especially in SMB and mid-market. Customers now expect self-service, trials, transparent pricing.
So the challenge is making GTM structures more flexible.
More flexible, yes. Yeah. And driving acquisition and expansion through data-driven journeys.
And beyond those tactical shifts,
yeah.
There's the whole data protection, trust, and compliance piece. That's not going away.
No, definitely not. Regulatory requirements, DSGVO, DSA, the upcoming AI Act, they complicate seamless data strategies for everyone, B2B and B2C. And at the same time, customers are way more aware. They value transparent, trustworthy providers. Data protection isn't just a compliance checkbox anymore.
It's a competitive advantage.
Exactly. It's a selling point. And finally, strategic partnering and platform thinking. These are becoming non-negotiable. Providers who fail to integrate into relevant partner ecosystems, think HubSpot, Shopify, Salesforce, Azure, they risk losing long-term access to markets, to customers. Platform capability, strong API strategy, co-selling models, prerequisites for sustainable growth, especially in B2B.
Okay, we've laid the groundwork. Macro shifts, strategic hurdles. Now let's really zero in. How do these translate into the day-to-day realities for marketing teams? This is where it gets really interesting. We've identified 10 high-priority marketing challenges for software and SaaS companies. Let's maybe group them to make sense of it all.
Good idea. Let's start with what's closest to the customer. Personalization and data. This brings together customer centricity and personalization, a high priority for both B2B and B2C. Data management and data protection, very high for B2C, high for B2B. And omni-channel strategy, also high for both segments.
Okay, why is this cluster so critical right now?
Well, it's simple, really. Customers expect personalized, contextual, real-time experiences across their entire journey, like we said, B2B purchases. Complex, multiple stakeholders, B2C buyers. More impulsive, maybe, but still demand seamless, intuitive experiences everywhere. Web, app, email, service.
And the risk, if you get this wrong, it's immense. Churn from irrelevant communication, low conversion from lack of personalization.
Yeah.
You lose differentiation. It's a huge tightrope walk, isn't it? You need all that data to personalize, but then boom, strict data protection rules.
Exactly. The Be Relevant Experts research, it shows a surprising number of companies, even knowing the importance, still struggle. Building that unified customer view using CDP logic, it's tough. And that lack of a single source of truth for customer data just hobbles their ability to deliver truly personal experiences.
So what's the path forward?
Well, implementing that CDP logic is key. Leveraging AI for content delivery along the journey. and enabling your customer success and sales teams to actually use these insights effectively. For data protection specifically, you need a scalable consent management system, a robust data strategy focused on first and zero-party data that's data you collect directly with consent.
Right. The gold standard.
And strong governance models for data quality, transparency, avoid those legal penalties, maintain customer trust. It's not optional anymore. And for omnichannel, making sure your CDP is that central hub, managing consistent communication via marketing automation, and seamless cross-channel tracking and attribution.
Okay, moving on. Another cluster seems to revolve around efficiency and using tech effectively. Here we have budget restrictions, medium for B2B, high for B2C, effective use of marketing technologies, high B2B, medium B2C, and measurement and attribution high for both. Why are these so tightly linked right now?
Well, in today's climate, that shift from growth at any price to profitable scaling, it means every marketing dollar demands stricter evaluation. B2C SaaS models, particularly, have to master that balance. Customer acquisition cost, SAC versus lifetime value, LTV. If you're not efficient, you risk high cost per lead, budget cuts without clear ROI. Ultimately, losing reach and market share.
And the tech side of that is fascinating because you see so many SaaS providers with just a multitude of isolated tools, no orchestrated architecture. They've spent the money but aren't getting the synergy.
Precisely. That leads to technical redundancies, inefficiencies, high tool costs without real added value, missed potential because nothing's integrated.
So what are the solutions there?
Developing a clear technical target architecture, integrating CRM, marketing automation, MA, CDP, customer experience, CX systems, orchestrating journeys with automation and AI. And then underpinning all of this is measurement and attribution. You have to know what's working, especially in subscription models. Marketing investments must be evaluated based on retention, expansion, customer lifetime value, CLV.
Without proper attribution, you're just guessing?
You're flying blind. Leading to ineffective budget allocation, inability to prove marketing's contribution. You can't scale if you can't see the ROI. Building a robust attribution framework, looking beyond just first or last touch, using multi-touch models, combining CDP and business intelligence BI tools, automating campaign reporting with clear KPIs. That's essential.
Okay, and our final cluster for marketing challenges. This one focuses on the evolving customer, their journey, and the content we throw at them. This includes changed customer behavior, medium B2B, high B2C, content overload, high B2B, medium B2C, brand loyalty in digital times, medium B2B, very high B2C, and the massive topic, customer journey change by AI, very high B2B, high B2C.
Let's dive into how customer behavior is fundamentally altering the marketing game first.
It's a game changer because B2B purchase decisions are increasingly digitally influenced, just like B2C. The buyer journey often starts on Google, forums, social media, not in a sales meeting anymore. If your platform isn't digitally visible right then in those early stages, you're basically invisible, which feeds directly into content overload, right?
Absolutely. Both segments are just overwhelmed, drowning in content. Visibility is only achieved through relevance, personalization, timing. B2B needs that truly educational, deep content. B2C needs quick value orientation. I mean, how many of us clear out our inboxes only to find half-read newsletters we thought we wanted?
Guilty as charged.
That's the reality of content overload. It's not just about producing more, it's about producing less, but better, more relevant.
That's spot on. The risks are clear. Content ignored, seen as generic, high production costs, low performance, wasted resources. The Be Relevant experts point to solutions like content mapping, aligning content to funnel stages and personas, using AI for content recycling and optimization, delivering personalized content based on real-time data.
And this battle for attention feeds directly into brand loyalty in digital times. Switching barriers and saws, they're decreasing. Pricing models, user experience, they're key. Especially in B2C, customers can switch to an alternative in seconds. Strong brand loyalty is the only stabilizing factor.
Without it, you face lower CLV, higher reacquisition costs, planning uncertainty.
Exactly. Solutions here include excellent digital experience management, UX, support, self-service, hyper-personalization for relevant engagement, community strategies, thought leadership, building that connection.
And then the elephant in the room, customer journey change by AI. Very high B2B, high B2C. Why so critical?
Because AI is revolutionizing everything. Search, interaction, product recommendations, lifecycle management. Companies not integrating AI. They risk becoming invisible. Seriously, the risks. Yeah. Loss of digital relevance in search, in conversion, outdated processes blocking scaling, declining efficiency, productivity.
So for executives listening,
yeah.
is this just incremental improvement or a complete rewiring of how customers find and interact with products? What's the biggest mind shift needed?
It's a complete rewiring. The core shift is from reactive to predictive, from manual to automated. Solutions involve implementing generative AI across content, chat, support, UX, using predictive models for next best action, best channel, automating lifecycle communication. This isn't some future trend. It's here now. Adapt or risk being left behind.
Okay, that covers marketing. Now let's switch gears. Let's turn our attention to the sales side. Equally significant challenges demand focus here too. And just like marketing, these are high priority for either B2B or B2C, sometimes both.
Right. Let's start with how sales teams are adapting or maybe struggling to adapt to the modern buyer. That blend of digital and human interaction. This includes adaptation to hybrid buying behavior, very high for B2B, medium for B2C. Digitalization of the sales process, high B2B, medium B2C. And the fragmented customer journey in B2B, very high B2B, medium for B2C. What are the critical dynamics here?
It feels like that hybrid behavior is the core issue.
It really is. B2B customers gather info across so many channels, often digital first. But the decision processes are still advisory intensive. B2C customers, they expect that seamless flow between app, web, support. If your sales process isn't aligned, you get breakdowns, reduced closing chances, poor marketing and sales alignment, inefficient processes from missing integration.
The B-relevant experts mentioned many sales processes are still manual or fragmented.
Very much so, leading to slow response times, media breaks between systems, high customer acquisition costs, just inefficient.
So it's way more than just getting a CRM system. It's true digital transformation within sales itself.
Precisely. Solutions involve a comprehensive omni-channel sales strategy, blending digital and personal seamlessly. Full integration of CDP, CRM, marketing automation. Robust enablement programs for digital selling skills. This level of digitalization, it enables scaling, consistency analysis, and it directly addresses that fragmented customer journey in B2B. Remember, B2B involves many touch points, many roles.
Right, so fragmentation kills context.
Kills context, relevance, trust. The risks are purchase cancellations despite high effort, sales losses from poor journey mapping, no unified data for cross-channel steering, the path forward, journey orchestration via CDP and automation, AI-driven recommendations based on persona, context, using golden records to sync all touch points, provide that consistent experience no matter the journey.
Okay, next, let's look at the twin challenges of extended sales cycles, high B2B, low B2C, and inefficient lead generation, very high B2B, high B2C. These feel linked, don't they?
It absolutely are linked. In B2B, those demands for ROI, security, integration, they're increasing. Decisions get delayed by stakeholder complexity, economic uncertainty. That leads to planning uncertainty, higher sales costs per closing, slower pipeline velocity.
And bad leads make it worse.
Exactly. Inefficient lead generation is a major contributor, especially for costly SaaS solutions. Qualified leads are fundamental. Lack of lead maturity just burdens sales resources. You get decreasing conversion rates despite high volume, friction between marketing and sales, wasted effort.
So how do you shorten those cycles and get better leads without just, you know, throwing more money at it?
Good question. The B relevant experts recommend funnel-based nurturing, using educational content throughout the buyer's journey, precise stakeholder identification, relevant decision maker templates. For lead gen, a closed loops marketing framework, sales and marketing have to be tightly aligned.
Marketing, got it.
Yeah. Behavior-based lead scoring, progressive profiling, segmented content paths for different funnel stages. It's about quality over quantity, ensuring leads are truly sales-ready before they hit the sales team.
Okay, our final cluster for sales. This centers on maximizing existing customer value and leveraging that cutting-edge tech. We're talking customer retention and B2B, very high B2B, medium B2C, sales data and analysis, high B2B, medium B2C, integration of AI and sales, high B2B, medium B2C, and the lack of focus on existing customer potential, very high B2B, medium B2C. It seems like a lot hinges on existing customers.
It really does. Renewal SaaS contracts, cross-selling, upselling, advocacy, that determines long-term profitability. In B2B, this isn't achieved by chance. It has to be data-driven enablement. If you're not proactive, you risk churn. CLV stagnation despite high acquisition costs. Reactive, not strategic, account management.
Which ties straight into sales data and analysis.
Exactly. In SaaS, usage data, CRM data, intent data. It can revolutionize sales steering, but the team has to be able to analyze and act on it. Without that, lack of pipeline transparency, missed deals because patterns aren't recognized, reactive steering, not strategic forecasting. You need that data layer with consolidated sales data. AI-powered forecasts, lead prioritization, real-time dashboards for decision support.
And speaking of AI again, how deep is its integration into sales currently? And what's the real impact for companies lagging behind?
Well, AI can shorten sales cycles, improve recommendations, automatically spot upsell potential. Without it, teams lose significant time, significant precision. The result is manual processes blocking growth, lack of real-time individualization, resources tied up in low-value stuff.
So the solutions are?
Implement AI-based tool scoring, routing, content. Integrate AI into CRM, CDP, automation platforms, and crucially train and enable the sales teams to use it effectively. The research shows a surprising gap, actually, between the perceived value of AI and its actual widespread implementation in sales. It's a massive, untapped opportunity.
And finally, this all brings us back to the competition for digital attention high for both B2B and B2C. Because ultimately, if you can't get attention, none of the rest matters.
Exactly right. Social selling, thought leadership, relevance at the moment of need, critical for purchase decisions today. Attention is the central currency, the risks. Your brand is invisible in the digital noise. Sales loses relevance in decision-making, entering the journey too late or at the wrong point.
So how do you win that attention war?
Building visibility through experts, through communities, hyper-personalization of sales communication, proactive social listening, responsiveness to digital signals. It's about being present, being relevant, right where your customers are already looking.
Wow. We've covered a huge amount today. Global market shifts, strategic imperatives, right down to the really granular challenges in marketing and sales. It's crystal clear these aren't isolated issues. They're deeply interconnected. They demand a holistic, data-driven approach to your entire revenue engine.
So as you're listening, what stands out to you? What are the implications for your own business?
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. In this landscape, defined by hyper-specialization and AI-driven insights, is the true competitive edge really just about what you know anymore? Or is it about how quickly and effectively you can adapt your entire revenue engine, marketing, sales, service, product, to those micro moments of customer decision? That's the question I think that will define success for leaders in software and SaaS moving forward.